Thanks for being here in the house of the Lord this morning. We're blessed to have you. If you're visiting, a special blessing to you. I can't wait till we can meet visitors again once this thing, you know, calms down a little bit. We'll get back to doing that, but we're blessed to have you all here. I like to start with something funny, so here I go, y'all. I heard about this man. He was driving through an intersection that was monitored by cameras. And if you ran the light or broke the law in any way, you'd receive a ticket in the mail. So he made sure to go through it extra slowly, but noticed the camera flashed and took his picture. He thought, that's not right. He turned around and drove through it again, even more slowly. Once again, the camera flashed, took his picture. He thought, this thing is messed up. Out of spite, he drove through it three more times, each time waving and smiling at the camera. A week later, he received 5 tickets in the mail for not wearing his seatbelt. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about the power of agreement. We're all believing for a dream to come to pass or praying for a situation to turn around. We're standing in faith, trusting that God is working. But something more powerful happens when you have someone agree with you for what you're believing for. Jesus said, if any two of you agree concerning anything you ask, it will be done by my Father in heaven. He didn't say, just believe for yourself. Just stand in faith alone and it will happen. He said, find someone that will come into agreement with you. He was showing us the power of agreement. When you're believing to accomplish a dream, or take your family to a new level, overcome an illness, you need people with bold faith. Not people that say, I don't really see how that can happen. You really think you'll get well? My grandmother died of that same thing. Doubters are a dime a dozen. You need people that say, if you're bold enough to believe it, I'm bold enough to agree with you. You need a faith partner, someone that will take the limits off of God with you, that will believe for what looks impossible. And what's limiting some people is they have no agreement. They're believing on their own. That's good, but when you come into agreement, it releases a favor in a new way. Healing, breakthroughs, abundance that you won't see by yourself. And the scripture says, all of God's promises are yes and amen. When God puts a promise in your heart and you believe it, you have the yes. You know it's going to happen. But the yes alone is not enough. You need to find the amen. Find someone to agree with you. Someone that says, you believe God is restoring health back to you. You believe that by His stripes you were healed. You have the yes, count me in, I have the amen. I agree with you that healing is coming. I agree that you will live and not die. I agree that the number of your days God will fulfill. Or maybe you believe that you'll break the addiction. You believe that no weapon formed against you will prosper. You have the yes. You're standing on the promises. Now find the amen, not an oh no. You really think so? You've struggled a long time. It doesn't look good. God's promises are not yes and oh no. They are yes and amen. You need to come out of oh no agreements. Come out of negative agreements. People that doubt, water down your faith, cause you to get discouraged. If you'll get rid of the oh no people, God will send you amen people. People that say, you believe the addiction is not permanent, that it can't control you. You have the yes, good news, I have the amen. I agree, greater is He that's in you than what's trying to stop you. I agree that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When you have a faith partner, someone that will add the amen, it doesn't just encourage you, but it causes angels to go to work. Miracles are set in motion. Favor is released. When my mother was diagnosed with terminal liver cancer in 1981, the doctors gave her a few weeks to live. That's what they told my father, that there was no treatment that they could give her. Doctors do everything they can to keep people alive and start the healing process, but sometimes they run out of options. When the problem looks too big, you don't see a way out, it's easy to get in agreement with the negative, what the experts say. They've given me the facts, Joel. They have a lot of experience, education. I guess that's my lot in life. No, don't agree with the oh no. Respect the people, respect the training, but there is someone God has ordained for you that has the amen. Someone that will say, I'm not moved by what the facts say. I'm not discouraged by how impossible it looks. I know God can do the impossible. You have to find the amen. You may have to bypass a dozen naysayers, friends that don't believe, coworkers that doubt, relatives that think you're too far out. But if you'll not settle and get in agreement with the doubt, then you're going to come into a divine connection, a faith partner, a power partner, someone that knows that God is on the throne, that He's fighting your battles, that He has the final say. In difficult times, it's so important who you're allowing to speak into your life. When the battle is raging, you can't afford to have oh no voices. I don't see how. The opposition is so strong. It doesn't look good. Be respectful, but get out of there. Don't spend your time with people that drain your faith. Find people that increase your faith. People that inspire you to believe. People that come into agreement with what you know God put in your heart. My father drove my mother home from the hospital that Monday afternoon. The doctors had just given her no hope. It was very devastating. When they got home, the first thing they did was go into their bedroom and they got down on their knees. They came into agreement. They said, God, you said you'd restore health back to us. You said the number of our days you would fulfill. You said we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. My mother's faith alone was not enough. My father's faith alone was not enough. But when they came into agreement, based on what God promised, their faith became more than enough. They had the yes, but when you add the amen, the Most High God goes to work. That activates supernatural power. And there were plenty of people that doubted, plenty of oh no's. My mother didn't look good. She was frail. Her skin was yellow. And some of them were good people. They were loving, caring, but they were only looking at it in the natural. There are times you don't need sympathy. You don't need people to feel sorry for you. A get well card is fine, but what you really need is people that will release their faith for you. People that will speak light into the darkness, healing into the sickness, abundance into the lack, freedom into the addiction. Now, I'm all for being caring, helping those that are in tough times, but if you really want to give someone a gift, come into agreement with them. Be a power partner. They need someone that will look beyond the natural and believe for the supernatural. Someone that will add the amen to their yes. There are enough oh no people. Oh no, you don't look well. Oh no, business is down. Oh no, you lost that client. Oh no, I saw the medical report. Stay away from oh no people. If you allow them, oh no people will talk you out of your healing. Oh no people will keep you from your dreams. Oh no, people will stop your greatness from coming out. Do yourself a favor, say goodbye to the oh no people and find some amen people. That's one thing you can count on when you come to Lakewood, you're gonna find amen people, believers and not doubters. When you listen to me, you're gonna hear the amen. I'm gonna come into agreement with what God promised you, that you will fulfill your purpose. That God will do more than you can imagine. That your latter days will be better than your former days. That you will see beauty for the ashes. That what was meant for harm, God is turning to your advantage. When Nehemiah was rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, there were two main critics trying to talk him out of it. And the scripture says that they invited Nehemiah to the plains of Ono to meet with them. The city was called Ono, O-N-O. It's significant that these critics were going to try to convince him to not move forward with his dreams in a place called Ono. It's no different today. There will be people that try to get you to come to Ono. Oh no, you won't get well. Oh no, you won't meet the right person. Oh no, you can't accomplish that dream. Stay out of oh no. You don't belong there. All you're going to find in oh no is doubt, discouragement, can't do it, never going to happen. For my brother Paul, make it real simple. Oh no is a no-no. Pay attention to who you're in agreement with. Who are you letting speak into your life? If it's oh no people, it's time to come out of that agreement. That's going to limit you. Come into agreement with faith-filled, favor-filled, all things are possible people. You need to be in agreement with dream releasers, with people that don't limit you to what you can do, what you have, who you know, but people that understand the greatness of our God, people that know He can do more than you can ask or think. See, there are dream releasers and there are dream stealers. Dream releasers are people that are bold. They believe for what God put in your heart, even when they don't see how it can happen. Dream stealers are just the opposite. These are people that will try to talk you out of your dreams. They look at the circumstances, study the facts. They'll come up with a dozen reasons why it's not going to happen. They're not bad people. They just can't see what God put in your heart. They don't feel what you feel. They don't hear that still, small voice. It's a test. Are you going to get in agreement with the negative? Go to the land of oh no, believe their doubt, water down your dream? Or are you going to say, I appreciate your opinion. I love you as a friend, but I'm not coming into agreement with your doubt. You're an oh no person, and I need an amen person. No offense, but you're a dream stealer. I'm looking for a dream releaser. Come into agreement with someone that ignites your faith. Someone that believes in what God put in your heart. Someone that inspires you to keep believing, even when it seems impossible. There's power in agreement. That's what my parents did. On December 11th, 1981, they came into on their bedroom floor, they came into agreement that God would heal my mother. When they finished praying, they said to each other, we're not going to break our agreement. We're going to stay in faith that what God promised will come to pass. Doubt would come, negative thoughts, the medical reports not improving. My mother would walk through the house and I would hear her ask my father, are you still in agreement? He would say, yes, Dodie, and I'm not going to change my mind. The scripture says, if any two of you agree, God will do what He promised. You don't have to find a dozen people. You may not be able to find five people, but there is one person that God has already ordained that will come into agreement with you for what you're believing for. There is a power partner that's going to not break their agreement. They're going to stand with you through thick and thin. When others doubt, don't think it's possible, try to discourage you, like my father, they're going to keep believing. They're going to keep speaking faith. It didn't happen overnight, but my mother got better and better month after month, year after year. She defied the odds. Today, 40 years later, she's still healthy and whole. But there are battles that you can't win alone. There are dreams that won't come to pass with just your faith, your hard work, your efforts. God designed people to come into agreement with you. When they agree, a power is released, a favor, a blessing that only comes from the two of you joining your faith. It's the power of agreement. And sometimes we're trying to do it only on our own. I'm strong, I'm anointed, I'm favored. And yes, that's all true, but you are stronger when you have a power partner, someone you're in agreement with. Husbands and wives, you need to come into agreement. What you're believing for, your dreams, your health, your children. One of you has the yes, but you need the amen. You need to do like my parents. This is what we're believing for. We set the time that we come into agreement, and we're not going to break our agreement. Every day, Lord, thank you that what you promised is on the way. Speak faith to each other. Declare what you're believing for. The scripture says two are better than one. When one falls, the other can lift him up. When doubt comes, negative circumstances, you can encourage your spouse. You can lift that other person. Let them know we're not moved by what we see. We're not going to break our agreement. God is faithful What he promised is on the way. When our son Jonathan was applying for college, we were praying and believing that he would get accepted to the right school. It was a big deal, our first child going off on his own. We were concerned and trusting that the right doors would open. A friend of ours, Roxanne, who taught our children in homeschool, has a son the same age as Jonathan. Practically every morning, I would hear Victoria on the phone with Roxanne. They were praying over our children, speaking faith into their future, declaring what God promised, that they are mighty in the land, that they will fulfill their destinies, that God was ordering their steps, that they were surrounded by favor, that they would get into the right college. They understood the power of agreement. The scripture says one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. They were coming together with the yes and the amen. A few months later, both of those young men were accepted to the same university. They ended up rooming together and now have graduated and are fulfilling their purpose. But instead of worrying about your children, worrying about your finances, worrying about your health, why don't you find a power partner? Someone that will agree, not with your doubts, not with what you think, don't think will happen, not with the lies the enemy's whispering, but someone that will agree with the promises God has declared over your life. You have the yes, now you need to add the amen. A friend of mine, she's a professor of music at a large college, and she's also a professional trumpet player. She teaches a class called Experimental Music. In one of her lessons, she has a grand piano on the stage, has a microphone so the class can hear it. She takes her trumpet and plays the B note. When she hits that note perfectly pure, where the pitch is right on, the sound vibrations from the trumpet find the B note on the piano and cause it to vibrate without it being pushed. You can hear the piano even though no one is playing it. The B note from the trumpet has a sound that causes the B note on the piano to resonate. In the same way, God has ordained that certain people will resonate from your sound. What you're dreaming about, what you're believing for, may not mean much to some people. They're just doing life, their friends, co-workers, passing them in the grocery store, all good people, but they don't hear your sound. But there are specific people that when they hear your dreams, when they see your vision, when they know what you're believing for, something resonates with them. They want to help you. They want to believe with you. They want to come into agreement. You don't have to beg them, talk them into it, hope that they'll help you. It's a divine connection. God has orchestrated them to be a power partner, to help push you into your destiny. Luke chapter 1, an angel appeared to a young lady named Mary, told her that she was going to have a baby without knowing a man. That seemed impossible. Everything in Mary said, you must have heard wrong. That defies the laws of nature. How could someone come into agreement with Mary? This was so far out. She told her fiancé Joseph that she was pregnant, but it wasn't another man, it was the Holy Spirit. He thought, yeah, right. He was planning on breaking off the engagement. Sometimes people close to you won't be able to see what God put in your heart. Mary decided to go visit her cousin Elizabeth in another city. She was an older woman that had been barren her whole life, but she became pregnant with John the Baptist. She had been carrying the baby for 6 months, but hadn't felt any kind of movement. She wondered, is this baby really alive? Maybe I got my hopes up for nothing. She was starting to doubt and be discouraged. About that time, Mary came knocking on the door. When Elizabeth opened it and saw Mary, the scripture says, at the sound of Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in Elizabeth's womb. All she said was hello, just greeted her, but the sound in Mary's womb connected with the sound in Elizabeth's womb, and that baby started kicking. What am I saying? Somebody can hear your sound. Somebody's going to cause your baby to leap. Somebody's going to show up as a power partner. Mary came into agreement with Elizabeth, caused her baby to leap. Elizabeth came into agreement with Mary when no one else would believe she was pregnant. Everyone thought she was far out. But Elizabeth knew the same God that caused me to get pregnant against the odds has caused Mary to conceive without knowing a man. They came into agreement with each other, and they saw something uncommon out of the ordinary. Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist, and Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Messiah. God will always have someone there to come into agreement with you. If you're around people and your baby never leaps, then they're not the right people. They may be fine, they're friends, but you need people to come into agreement with that can hear your sound. You don't have to try to convince them to believe in you, talk them into what you're dreaming about, persuade them to get behind you. That's not the right people. Love them, be good to them, but don't let their oh no keep you from your amen. When we heard the Compact Center was coming available, we met with a group of attorneys to see what they thought our chances were. The odds were against us. We knew it was a long shot, but deep down, I believed it was supposed to be ours. I had the faith that it could happen. And I went in there excited, told the people what we were thinking and how this was God opening the door. The main attorney, this man with all this experience, very well known, very smart, he went on and on for 15 minutes telling us how it wasn't going to happen, how there were too many hurdles, how the city wouldn't let the facility go to a church. I left there depressed. My baby didn't leap. My baby went to sleep. He put my baby on tranquilizers. About 3 hours later, something rose up in me, and I thought, I am not going to come into agreement with that loser. I mean, that man. He doesn't control my destiny. He didn't breathe life into me. He didn't put this dream in my heart. He doesn't know what I've heard. Don't be discouraged when your sound doesn't resonate with someone else. They're not supposed to be for you. They're not in tune with what God is speaking to you. If I had come into agreement with that doubt, negativity, can't do it spirit, we wouldn't be in the Compact Center. If you're in agreement with the wrong people, you can miss your destiny. Everyone is not going to be for you. They're not going to understand. They're going to think it's too far out. You don't have what it takes. If they don't make your baby leap, move on. Don't come into agreement with their doubt, their negative spirit. You can't let the oh no people keep you from the amen that's coming. God has the Marys lined up, the people that will make your baby leap. Elizabeth's husband was a man named Zechariah. An angel appeared to him and told him that Elizabeth was going to have a baby in her old age, and they were to name him John. Instead of saying to the angel, like Mary, I believe it, let it happen, Zechariah said in verse 18, how can this be? I'm an old man, and my wife is well along in years. The angel said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. But because you doubted, you won't be able to speak until the baby is born. For 9 months, Zechariah couldn't say a word. God knew if Elizabeth came into agreement with his doubt, this can't happen, we're too old, it would have kept the baby from coming. Zechariah was the oh no, but Mary was the amen. If you'll come out of agreements with the Zecharias, the Marys will show up. The right people will find you, people that helped your baby to leap. We let that attorney know that he wasn't going to be a part of our team. And some people thought we were making a mistake. He was highly recommended. But if someone is trying to convince you to water down your dreams and settle for less than what's in your heart, no matter how smart, talented, experienced, they're not for you. Don't come into agreement with that limited vision. Wait for the right person. About 2 weeks later, another man came along. He was very influential. He had been in Houston politics for many years and knew everyone, but he was far out. He loved to party, used rough language, didn't have any kind of faith background. The first time I met him, he said, Joel, I like you, and I'm going to help you get that building. I said, you really think we can get it? He said, I don't think so. I know we can get it. My sound somehow resonated with him, and my baby started leaping. He was so confident, so bold, so positive, just the opposite of the other man. He made things happen that only the hand of God could orchestrate. He was doing it, but I know it was God working behind the scenes, using a man that wasn't raised like me, but he was a divine connection. Here we are in the Compact Center. Who you're in agreement with is going to determine whether or not you reach your destiny. Maybe you don't have anyone around you that's full of faith, believes that God can do great things. That's why God had you hearing this. I want to come into agreement with you. I'm believing for what you're believing for. I'm in agreement that the dreams God put in your heart will come to pass, that the right doors will open, the right people will show up, you will see favor increase and go further than you've imagined. I'm in agreement that you are healthy and whole, that sickness is not permanent, healing is flowing into you, you are getting stronger, you are vibrant, energetic, you will run and not be weary. With long life, God will satisfy you. I'm in agreement that you are free from every addiction, every bad habit, from depression, anxiety, every stronghold is coming down. That will not hinder you the rest of your life. You will walk in freedom, wholeness, joy, peace, victory. I'm in agreement that you will lend and not borrow, that you will see overflow, that abundance is coming, explosive blessings, blessings that catapult you to a new level. I'm in agreement that your children are mighty in the land, that they will stand out in the crowd, that they are full of wisdom, that they make great decisions, they are great leaders, they will fulfill their purpose. Now here's the key, I'm not going to break my agreement. Every morning I'm going to thank God that what you're believing for is going to come to pass. I'm going to be a power partner. Now do your part. Don't break your agreement. Stay away from oh no people. Stay in agreement with amen people. If you do this, I believe like Mary and Elizabeth, you're going to see God show out in your life. Favor is coming. Healing is coming. Breakthroughs are coming. The fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. If you receive it, can you say amen? Amen. Amen. I receive it. Lord, we receive it. We're going to stay in agreement, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the people of faith that you put in our lives, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking us where we can't go on our own. Lord, I thank you that you're showing us any negative agreements. Lord, we're coming out of them, and Lord, we're going to get in agreement with what you say, with faith-filled power partners, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking us where we can't go on our own. I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing your people today. Give them an awesome week, a favor-filled week. Protect them and their children. I thank you this word is alive on the inside of us, Lord. And I thank you that you'll bring us these divine connections that you've already lined up. And Lord, just do things that we can't explain, uncommon, out of the ordinary, for your glory, in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, if your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. And I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will help tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible said, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, Or you just need to rededicate your life, recommit your life. You need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Anybody else? Up at the top, watching, listening, slip your hand up. Anyone else? Still time for you. One more look. Anybody else? Don't go home without peace. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you. The scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I'm going to help you to call. Would you pray this after me, everyone that's listening? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing. One more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. Also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that you're going to be here every time you can, in person, online, on Sirius. But you make that commitment, and I'll make a promise. You do that for a year. Before that year is out, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become all God's created you to be. Our classes are open in person today. You can take the New Beginnings course. You can start it, meet some friends right up there, the marriage classes afterwards and other classes. So online, you can take that as well. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, October 3rd, 2021, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you very much. And I forgot to mention, I just did. But don't forget, if you want to grow in your marriage and the women's class, there's other things after the service. New Beginnings is right over here. But until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. May the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you back real soon.